You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, it's time for another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's coming directly to you.
Because
we got a bunch of Nintendo Direct news. But anyway, I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha. And I'm back. You can't keep me away.
Hooray!
This is where you splice in a little bit of Back in Black.
Yeah that's it. Yep. That's it. That's what I'll do. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We have a great show for you this week. A bunch of news, mostly Nintendo Direct news. So if you love Nintendo, strap in. We're going to talk about it.
If you hate Nintendo, you probably should listen to another show.
You can stop at the halfway point. It's cool. It's cool. Anyway, but first, let's get into some things we've been checking out. And I tell you what, I'm going to get mine out of the way first because I just have one thing and I'm not going to talk about it for very long.
It's kind of a meaty one.
It's kind of a meaty one, but I can talk about it for a couple
so
minutes at least.
So meaty.
Please take all the time you can because I don't have anything.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. So over the past weekend, I went up to Cleveland to attend Wizard World Cleveland, one of the stops of their like traveling like comic book convention kind of circuit sort of thing.
Circus. Traveling comic circuit.
Yeah. So before I get into talking about the convention, I want to disclose that we were invited up there. So we were given a ticket to the to attend it for the weekend.
A
ticket.
Singular ticket.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad they did it. I don't want to sound like a jerk.
Right. Just wait. but no, we were invited up there. But I'm going to give like my honest opinions on this thing. Anyway, it was fine. It was definitely a Wizard World show. By that, I mean that if you've been to one Wizard World convention, you've been to every Wizard World convention because they are all laid out exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone looks exactly alike.
The only thing that really changes is whatever guest they could get that weekend.
And actually, there's not much change with that.
Yeah, even
either.
Then, a lot of those are the same.
Yeah, just the same people going around on the circuit.
It's always Jason David Frank,
Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. Lately it's been a lot of B-tier Doctor Who cast members.
I wouldn't exactly say, like, you know, David Tennant was B-tier.
Well, he shows up to them every once in a while, but like most of the time you get like, I don't know, the guy who plays Rory, who I guess is on
he's B-tier.
Yeah. And actually the guy who plays
he's
Constantine
on Legends of Tomorrow
nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Matt. Is that Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan, yeah.
Matt Ryan. He is pretty much, he's become the new Norman Reedus. Like, this is his job now, is that he just goes to Wizard World cons.
I forgot that Norman Reedus doesn't show up a whole lot anymore.
Not anymore. Not
he's
so much anymore.
He's hanging out with Kojima.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
his cool buddy, his cool pal Kojima. So,
and Mads.
Yeah, and Mads Mikkelsen. Yeah. So anyway, went up to the con. It was fine. It was fun enough. The crowd wasn't that many people. It wasn't as big a crowd. It was weird. It seemed like there wasn't as much of a crowd, but it was more crowded because they laid it out poorly. So all of the aisleways were super narrow.
Mm.
But once you, yeah, it's the worst bumping into people. But then once you get out into the open kind of area past the celebrity zoo where they keep all the celebrities pinned up, it like was like super empty and it was weird.
And like, from the pictures that you had, everybody looked kind of surly.
It was interesting. I mean, it seemed like the people who were in cosplay, which is 90% of the reason why I go up to the conventions anyway, is to get pictures of cosplay for the website and for, you know.
Plus, you know, cosplay is fun.
And it's fun. Yeah. It's fun. I actually went up in costume and that was a good time. I actually had more people say, oh man, is that Captain N? Than I have had in previous conventions. In fact, a guy in a Mysterio costume cat called me while I was in my Captain N costume. So that was an experience.
What did he say?
I can't even remember what he said, but he like yelled at me from across the con about being Captain N.
Yo, let me get that power glove.
Something along those lines. Yeah. But yeah, it just kind of seemed like all of the celebrities, all the vendors, none of the vendors looked like they were having fun. And usually the vendors, even the like, especially like the ones that are demoing like games and stuff like that, there weren't a ton of those. But the ones that were there didn't seem like they're having a great time. The they had a celebrity cosplay section, like the fancy cosplayers, the ones
you follow on the Instagrams.
Yeah. They were all relegated to the back corner, away from everyone else. And that was kind of weird. I did wander over there, and I got to meet a guy named that goes by the name Nightmage. He does excellent cosplays. Have you ever seen any of his stuff? A bigger guy. I think he's a cop down in Columbus for his day job, but he's done like Spawn. He was there as Judge Dredd this year. Seen him do RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
His RoboCop is phenomenal. Actually, while I'm talking, I'm going to pull this.
Spawn the Redeemer, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, because I remember that one. Because I remember he had a really hard time maneuvering in Columbus one time because the wingspan was so huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mentioning RoboCop reminds me of something we actually do have as a check it out kind of.
But no, anyway, he met him. He was a super nice guy.
Oh yeah, I remember his Piccolo costume. Mm-hmm. I love his Piccolo costume.
Oh. Here he is as
Seymour
from
I think I've seen him before.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to some local cons and
but
stuff.
But by the way, when we say Seymour, we mean Seymour from Little Shop of Horror.
Oh man, here he is as M. Bison.
Nice.
Super evil M. Bison. But anyway, got to meet him. Super nice guy. Didn't really get a chance to talk to any of the other like big name cosplayers.
Who else was there, though?
Of the big name cosplayers? Yeah. Let's see. The only one I can really think of, she goes by the name Princess Morgan.
Mm.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
No Ivy Doom Kitty this year?
No Ivy Doom Kitty this time around. I don't know. I only stayed up at the con for about 3 hours.
Even though you were done pretty much after an hour.
I was, well, again, once you have gone to a wizard con, you've gone to all wizard cons. And after taking about a lap and a half, I'd seen everything. At that point, it was just taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only, and because there wasn't as big of a crowd, and even less of that crowd was dressed up. I don't know.
Yeah, and the crowd pictures you took, I'm like, where's all the cosplay?
There wasn't a ton of it.
I should have took pictures when we went to OhioCon.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, because like if you saw a crowd of people there, like 90% of them are in costume.
Right, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I would Wizard World's cost too much. I think that's their biggest problem.
It has been rising in cost every year.
It's gotten too big for its britches.
Isn't it like $60 to get in?
It's like $60 to get in now. And that's insane. That's way, way, way too much money.
It's not worth it.
Go buy Monster Hunter World and get like get like hundreds of hours of entertainment out of that.
Yeah. But I don't know. And I don't know. This is something that kind of bothers me a little bit with comic conventions as a whole. They've gotten super far away from the actual comics part of the convention. I remember going to Mid-Ohio Cons, the ones that down in Columbus that were eventually bought out by
Wizard World,
where you couldn't throw a rock without hitting five or six comic book like kiosks,
mm-hmm.
where people, you know, trying to unload their crappy back issues for like 10 cents a piece. In comparison, at Wizard World Cleveland 2018, there was one booth out of the entire con that was selling comic books, and they were selling them for $2 a piece, back issues from like old back issues of stuff that no one wants to collect for $2 a piece.
Which is like practically full price for a comic. That's like half of a full price comic.
Full price today, most of the stuff that they're trying to unload, that would be like double the price. Because like comics didn't used to be $4 a piece. They used to be like when I was a kid, they were $1.25.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was weird. And I wish they would get back to being like.
And stop trying to be San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
That's what they're trying to bring that to you. And I don't want that.
I don't want that. I want a comic convention.
Yeah.
Or stop calling it a comic convention. Just call it like Indie PopCon.
Yeah.
Indie PopCon isn't a comic book convention. It's a pop culture convention. And they're very clear about that. And even at that, there are still more booths that sell comic books than like, I know it's a nitpicky thing. I understand that. And
but you're not wrong. Like,
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is if we hadn't received a complimentary pass to go to this convention, would I have gone to it? No, I don't think I would have.
Well, that's a long drive for one.
Well, okay, even if it were in Columbus.
Yeah. Not for $60.
No, I wouldn't spend money to go to Wizard World.
I've even said in the past that, especially after the tickets started going over $60, I was like, there's no way I'm going to go unless I'm getting a pass.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. And well, they,
it's like you pay money to go in to spend money.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Like, I purposely went in with $0 in my wallet because I wanted to see how fun it would be to not just go and enjoy it, not... Yeah. And I got about 3 hours worth of enjoyment. But if I would have paid, that would have been $20 an hour. Like, the cost per fun ratio is, like, not great. Not great.
You could go see 6 movies.
Yeah, yeah. Although, after I left there before leaving Cleveland, I did go to a gourmet cheeseburger place and had a cheeseburger with peanut butter on it. And that was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
It was very good. Like the peanut butter, it was like kind of, it's like a more saucy than it was like actual, just a slab of peanut butter.
Mm.
Oh man. Like, a little spicy with a little bit of the sweet and the kind of the, oh gosh. Yeah.
Mm. What is this place called?
It was like
the Bear Burger.
It was like B something. Yeah, it wasn't Bear Burger, but it was like B and B or B and D Burger or something like that. It's down in the theater, section of town.
Hey, remember the last time we went to Wizard World Cleveland and it was practically a blizzard?
Oh yeah, I remember that. And we were idiots and walked to the ramen restaurant
yeah,
in a blizzard with no coats.
Oh god.
Yeah, we were stupid.
Well, I had a coat because I was wearing my Doctor Who.
Yeah, and I had a coat because I was a Captain N again. Yeah. But like that coat's thin. We were very dumb.
Yeah. Well, it's because it was going to cost too much to get an Uber.
Yeah, that is
very
true. Oh, it
was probably a surgeon.
Oh man,
it was bad.
Yeah, that is another positive I can put on this because I didn't stay for very long. I only had to pay like $4 to park. So yeah, positives. Cheap parking. Beyond that, that's really pretty much all I've done for the week outside of a couple of things, but that's not really show relevant for the most part.
Mm.
But yeah, so someone else, I've talked for like half the show already. So someone else go.
I got a quick one. We started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
Really good.
I wish we would have started watching it a long time ago because it is very, very good.
Oh, man. Oh, God, what's her name? The angry one. She's great.
She's my favorite.
She's,
yeah, Rosa.
She's the best.
Rosa's the best one.
Rosa's the best.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah. There was one episode, I don't know what season it is, but Terry Crews like gets addicted to like chocolate nubs. Or chocolate nibs, and you see him like put on like he ends up in a fat suit by the end of the episode because he's just been eating so many nibs.
There was one episode where he spends the entire episode trying to build this.
Oh
yes.
Something
for his daughters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, it's so smart.
Yeah,
and you know what? Beyond the comedy, it actually works kind of as a police procedural. Like,
oh yeah,
when they're actually that's the thing I like about it. They're actually competent cops.
Yeah.
They're just kind of all doofuses, like pertaining to everything outside of being cops.
Out of police work. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I love the show. It's like The Office, but with police and. None of the characters are, you know, you don't hate them.
It's not it's not cringeworthy.
Yeah.
It's not a cringe show.
It's a perfect successor to Parks and Rec, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know who I really like on the show? They're not in it a ton. They're just jokes, but it's the two older.
Oh, yeah, Hitchcock and Scully.
Yeah, Hitchcock and Scully. Oh, my God, they're the best. Yeah. Oh, so good.
I like Captain Holt.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah. Like the old flashbacks of Captain Holt where he has the afro and the mustache. Those are great.
The only thing that got me at first is Sandberg is a little too Sandberg.
Sometimes.
For my taste.
Sometimes. And they dial that back in later seasons a little bit.
Because we've watched more or less the whole run. We missed a couple episodes here and there, but...
There was a Halloween heist one that was pretty good.
There's more. They do that every year.
Well, I know, but...
Oh, man. And the, what's his name? The detective from the other precinct that always comes in. And
the Vulture.
The Vulture. You know, he's the, what was it, the Allstate danger guy or whatever? Accident guy?
Oh.
Liz Lemon's ex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, dummy.
Hey, dummy.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Yeah. That's
Mayhem.
It.
That was the character on the commercials.
It. That's the one.
Also, Gina's great.
Gina's, well, of course. Of course she is. Everything about that show is great.
Yeah. It's so good.
I think we've named every single character on that show.
Yeah,
they're all good.
Everyone is entertaining.
Except we didn't name Boyle, but...
We didn't name Boyle, but yeah, well.
That kind of fits.
Yeah. It does actually.
But yeah, that's a great show. Mm-hmm. You should start watching it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I wish I did. I should have been there from the start because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was there for the start and I watched it real hard and then I fell off somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why. And I just had trouble going back to it.
Yeah. Well, I know why I did. I got busy and forgot to go back to Hulu constantly for it. But I need to go back and get caught up. I'm pretty close to being caught up with it, so.
Yeah. Get busy living or get busy dying.
All right.
I've got a laundry list of things.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Let's see here. I watched Coco.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
Twice. Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, the first time I watched it, I was super doped upon cold medicine.
Oh.
Even better. Would you say that is the... preferred viewing method?
No.
did you
Apocalypse Now?
I watched Apocalypse Now doped up on cold medicine. I don't like it. It is a blur of weird,
like the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst movie to watch when you're on cold medicine.
When you're robo tripping.
Yeah.
I can't believe you went in the hospital later that day or the next day. Like,
the next day. Yeah, the next day I was in the hospital. But like, oh God, like I was in and out of consciousness and like. I basically didn't watch the because it's just a blur of scenes, and I think at one point I might have been in Vietnam. But Coco on cold medicine, did you think you died?
No.
Okay.
Though I will say, even inebriated on NyQuil, I caught the twist. Way early in the film.
Which one?
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. Because there's two.
Oh, well, they're kind of connected, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They're almost part of the same twist.
Did you cry?
Not really.
Oh, I did.
I didn't feel like they built up the relationship between Miguel and Coco, like, enough. Like, they kind of touch on it a little bit in the beginning, but then it turns into, like, this... buddy travel movie with him and Hector.
It's such a good movie.
It was a very good movie. Though I didn't really notice a lot of like I didn't really notice any Pixar like background stuff that they normally throw in.
Oh, there is. There's at least a Pizza Planet truck.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it. I'll have to go back and watch it again. But no, the movie was good. The music was good. Of course, it's all about music, so I would hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How really animated all the, like, the skeletons' faces are.
Yeah. And, like, it takes a surprisingly dark turn for a Pixar movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Without spoiling what happens.
Yeah, definitely.
There's drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the song that Hector's playing to his friend.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, that's not the words. He goes, there's a kid here.
We might play that song on Spotify quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know the song, so I'll have to look it up, I guess. I'm assuming it's a body ballad of a voluptuous woman. But no, it was a good movie. I really liked it. I do not regret buying it at all.
Yeah, we bought it too. Usually when Pixar wins Best Animated every year, I get angry about it because mm-hmm. there's usually like a Laika movie in there that deserves it more. This year I was like, that, yep.
Yeah.
Like, that's and, fine.
And anybody who ever made the comparison to Book of Life can just get out.
Yeah, I was initially mad about that at first, but after I saw Coco, I'm like, no, these are two completely different movies.
Completely yeah. different.
Mm-hmm. Even, oh, what's his name?
Jorge Gutierrez.
Yeah, he was like fine with it. He's like, yes, please, more of this. I'm so glad that it, you know, exists.
I feel like it was a good interpretation of, you know, Mexican culture. Like, I didn't really know a lot about, you know, the Day of the Dead. Like, I know about it, but I didn't really know about it. Like little nuances.
Yeah. I learned more about it from Coco than I did
Oh yeah.
Book of Life, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I knew quite a bit about it, but I've taken a lot of Spanish.
But no, all the art was really good. All the little designs on all the skeletons' faces and stuff were really good. Mm-hmm. It was just a good movie. I liked it a lot.
I liked that Frida Kahlo was in it.
Yeah.
Also El Santo.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That is the chief reason why I need to see this movie. I've seen Book of Life. I saw Book of Life, but
to be fair, El Santo pops up for literally like 0.5 seconds.
I don't care. It's El Santo. It's the champion of all children.
Book of Life and Coco are both great movies too.
Oh though. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I liked Book of Life a lot. So
Book of Life was really good.
I'm sure.
I'm not
I'll
saying
like
it wasn't
a
bad
too.
Movie. I'm just saying yeah. when people were arguing the oh this is just Book of Life from Disney. It's
well,
not.
Those are people that haven't seen.
Exactly.
Yeah, haven't seen it. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Cool.
Anyway, that's a good movie. I watched Black Panther. But discussion on that is for another day.
Yeah that's going to be next week.
We've all seen it.
Mm-hmm. It is a good film.
More than
very
likely it's
going
to be next week, and more likely than that, it's going to be spoiler filled. So you have 1 week.
Also, the tone of that movie is so weird.
I love it though.
Yeah.
No, I loved it, but it's almost like, it almost falls into like two separate genres on its own.
Yeah.
Like you have like these almost Marvel fantasy fish out of water story kind of thing going on. But then, you know, all of a sudden you turn and you're like in a crazy techno spy film.
Yeah, I actually wish, and we can get into this a lot more next week, but I actually kind of wish there was a little more of that spy stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I really, that the one scene in particular that I think we're all think that when we think of the spy scenes, mm-hmm. I wish there may have been just a little bit more of that mm-hmm. in there. Because that's different. It's not a stock standard Marvel thing.
Yeah, a lot of other things were very Marvel-y.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we could talk about that more next time.
That's next week.
Let's see here. What else? Oh, I watched and finished Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because
they aired the series finale.
Sure. All right.
It had a very good ending.
Okay.
Like a solid ending.
Yeah.
Kind of tied a knot on a few things. One episode near the finale made me really sad. Mm-hmm. And I got a little more choked up than I thought I would.
Aw.
A little bit. Like I feel like as a whole, the whole series told a much better story than say like Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And I think part of that was the fact that we weren't tied to these characters we had seen in the movies.
They had a little more freedom to do what
they had more freedom, you know, no pun intended or anything.
Yeah.
It was just really, really good. Can't really talk about too much without spoiling it because it just ended.
I got a bunch of it spoiled by the Nerdist's Facebook page.
Yeah, they just put it like right in the really? Title.
Right in the headline.
Well, whose fault is that for following the Nerdist Facebook page?
You sound like the guy that yelled at me in the comments for complaining about it.
Maybe I was.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's see here. What else did I? Oh, I finally watched Logan. I have been it was the only like superhero movie that that I had never seen.
Yeah.
it's your Ant-Man for me.
Pretty much. It is a intense movie from mm-hmm. start to end. It's super intense. Mm-hmm. Special effects wise pretty good. And having that rated R tag on there,
it helps, doesn't it?
Well, that was more like the intensity section of it, but mm-hmm. language-wise, it's almost like Logan only knows two swear words. And he says them a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But it was weird. It was interesting. There are some parts where I was like, ugh. Like, his claws don't want to come out, and at one point he has to, like, pull it out.
That happens to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're a man of his age.
Usually they make a pill to help out with that.
But he grabs it and like pulls the claw out of his hand, like making it like extend all, and it's real slow and painful sounding. And I felt kind of bad watching like Patrick Stewart play a super senile old man. Mm-hmm. Not that I've never not seen him play a role like that before, but at the same time, I just kind of sat there and I remember when my grandfather got older, and it just kind of made me think of that, and it made me sad.
Oof.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't want to think of Patrick Stewart getting that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Just remind you that one day Patrick Stewart's going to die.
Nope.
And
no, he's not. He's super not.
Oh, man. He's going to live forever. Did you see that thing where TMZ posted that video, like letter from Stan Lee from his home talking about how super sick he is?
I know he canceled on Wizard World. Cleveland. Yeah. Yep.
He either has or has pneumonia.
Ooh,
that's no good.
Yeah. And like I watched the video. He's super rough in it.
That's incredibly dangerous, especially given his age.
Oh, yes.
Let's not think about that.
Yeah.
Let's
anyway.
Think about good things.
Pneumonia sucks.
I've never had it, so I don't know. But I've also never had the chicken pox either.
Really?
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, yeah. I live in a very dangerous world.
Yeah, yeah, you're living life on the edge there, my friend.
Adult chicken pox are apparently lethal. The worst. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they posted some new episodes of Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Oh.
I really love what they're doing with this season.
I need to catch up still.
Oh, man, you're my go-to with it.
I forget, where were we at on it? What was the last one we watched? I don't remember.
They were doing like super big like universe backstory building on like the Muni part of things, like even more so than like the last season. Mostly when it deals with like Star's family, like the Evil Queen, Eclipsa.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, she is. She was the Queen of Muni a long, long, long time ago, and she had a relationship with a monster.
Oh well, there you go. Well, I'd love to get into that more, but we kind of need to take a break.
No, it's fine. There's not really, there's nothing really to elaborate.
I was rolling into a break anyway, so it's all good.
He just murdered that transition.
Good job. Congratulations.
I dextered it.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, Hal. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Hey, we're back. That was a couple of tracks from the movie Coco. Everyone loves Juanita. And what's the other one?
Un Poco Loco.
Un Poco Loco. Awesome, because I can't read it on the board. I have a computer screen in front of me. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into our news segment of the show. And yeah, it's going to be like 90% Nintendo stuff, right? So, let's dive deep right into that Nintendo Direct.
There was a Nintendo Direct on Wednesday.
Yeah. That's right.
Where they just announced just a whole bunch of stuff.
Like pretty much a ton of stuff for like second quarter, basically, for the most part. More or less.
Which is weird that they do it now when E3 is like a couple months away. Like if they had this big of announcements now, what are they going to have there?
Well, what did they do last year? Yeah. Animal Crossing. God, I need my Animal Crossing. I mean,
last year they had like a 30-minute video.
And that's true.
And that's what we got now.
Yeah,
like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll have another 30-minute video. They have even more stuff because none of the stuff that they announced was really for holiday.
Yeah.
No.
So
there was a lot of stuff.
Did I say Wednesday? I meant Thursday.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, there was a lot of stuff for like later this month and a lot of stuff in May.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where a lot of the things they were announcing.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get in that stuff that we're talking about. I'm just going to go right down the list.
Let's dig it.
They started off the show with a couple of Nintendo 3DS things.
Because they still want to support that.
They're still beating that dead horse. Yeah. But they're of the entire half hour direct, they committed about 6 minutes to the 3DS, and that's it. Like, that's all, like, beginning to end of their discussion.
But there was
that.
Some good announcements for it.
There's some good stuff. Like, so, yeah, WarioWare Gold, which
that's
looks
awesome.
Really good. It's a bunch of mini games.
Yeah, it's got, like, what'd they say, like 300 mini games?
Yeah, 300.
Just, it sounds like it's just combining all the WarioWare games together.
Mm-hmm. Which is fun, because I only
played...
With
a couple
of
new ones.
I only played the original.
That's the best one, I think. But I never really played Twisted, the motion one, so I'll be interested to be
see
able
how
to play
that.
That.
Yeah, that one would be cool. I'm not super familiar with the WarioWare games, but I know they're just a bunch of like cool, fun mini games. So yeah,
some
might
of them
be.
Are cool, some of them are just weird.
Yeah, well, Wario.
Like plucking eyebrow hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sucking snot back up your nose.
Yeah.
Or picking your nose.
That's kind of the point of some of the games. They're just kind of gross-ish, kind of.
But this one apparently is going to utilize basically every control scheme you can use on the 3DS.
That's
great. The microphone, there's the touch screen, there's the gyroscope.
Mm-hmm. And probably the camera, too, I'd imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so next up is Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers, which is it's been over in Japan for a while now, but they're finally got a U.S. Translation.
Yeah, it's part of the Dylan's Rolling Western franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've never heard of to this point.
I've never played it. It's a DSi, or not DSi, an eShop only 3DS game.
The first couple of games were like tower defense games, I think. This one has those elements, but it's also a racer kind
like
of.
Car combat kind
car
of
combat,
thing.
Yeah. The biggest thing on those is his psychic characters are your Miis, but they slap like animal faces on them, like dog snouts and ears and stuff.
Yeah, and you're it's
and
like a, it's like a Snapchat filter
a little bit, kind of, and that's kind of funny. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think I might go back and try Dylan's Rolling Western at some point, even though I don't really care for tower defense games like at all.
They look fun. They look fun enough.
Yeah. I mean, he's apparently becoming a continuing Nintendo character at this point, so...
Yeah.
I might as well get in there and see what he is about.
Yeah. It's like Western Sonic the Hedgehog, kind of, because they roll into balls and roll around. So, anyway, let's see. Next up is a port of Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
It's like a combo game like they did for...
Superstar Saga.
Like what they did for Superstar Saga.
Right, but the main game is an old port of a original DS game, correct?
Yep. Bowser's Inside Story.
Uh-huh.
And with another one, it tells what Bowser Jr. was doing at the time.
Who I could care less about.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not a fan of...
That's Bowser's boy.
I don't like Bowser Jr. I like the Koopalings. I like the ones from Super Mario World, like Iggy and Spike... And
Ludwig.
Ludwig. Yeah.
I'm like not a huge fan of Bowser Jr. himself, but I like the relationship between Bowser and his son.
Okay, I agree with that. I'll agree with you there.
I think there's
he's
quality stuff
him
there.
From all those Griff games.
Yeah, the
parental controls.
The parental controls.
Yeah. Yeah. But given the choice between Bowser Jr. and the Koopalings, I'm going Koopalings like every time.
I still think the Koopalings should have been the bosses in Odyssey.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the Brutals as just being something different.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
We just got 50 million games with the Koopalings. All the new Super Mario games are chock full of Koopalings, and I was honestly starting to get tired of them, even though I love them.
Gotcha.
I mean, Mario Kart, all the new characters were just Koopalings last time.
Speaking of the Brutals, there was another data mine of Odyssey, and I guess future DLC packs are going to include a bunch of different costumes, including ones based on the four Brutals.
Nice.
So you get, like, the Spike pith hat and, like, all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. All right. Detective Pikachu... Which is a game that I didn't think...
I had one more thing on
it.
Bowser's Inside
Let's
Story.
Let's hear it.
It's the best Mario and Luigi game, hands down, period.
Really?
Don't at me. It's the best one.
Okay, because the only one I've played was Dream Team.
That one's okay.
That one's okay? Okay,
but
this one's better? Because I just thought Dream Team was okay when I played it.
Yeah, it's just okay. Yeah. But Bowser's Inside Story is hands down the best one.
Okay.
It's got the best writing. Bowser is awesome and funny.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you play as Bowser more than you play as the Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's excellent.
So
okay,
it's great.
Then I'm in.
Yeah, plus you got like the two different games is the fact that part of the game is the overworld part with Bowser, and then there's like, you know, the little puzzle bits with inside Bowser with Mario and Luigi.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, so again, next up is Detective Pikachu, which is a game that... I didn't think I would be interested in until I saw this most recent trailer, and now I kind of want to play it.
Oh yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. So the whole idea is it's set in it's not set in any particular region of
it's just in the Pokemon world.
In the Pokemon world, and you're just this kid who teams up with a talking Pikachu, like a gruff talking Pikachu with like a detective's hat, and you're solving crimes. And the Pikachu seems super bad at like fighting.
Yeah.
They like, show him super bad at
they
fighting.
They show him try to do quick attack, and he just kind of like stumbles over takes, himself.
Like, he like takes three steps and goes, how was that?
And his voice is hilarious.
Oh, it's super good. Yeah.
He's like, did I do it?
Yeah. So that looks really good, and it's coming with an amiibo.
That's enormous, apparently.
It's like 5.5 inches tall, so it's like almost double the size of the standard.
Of all the things to get a super big amiibo, like, why a Pikachu?
Who knows?
Like, you'd think maybe some giant robot game would have a big giant robot amiibo or something.
You would think, but no.
I want a giant Bayonetta.
A giant woman?
Yeah.
A giant woman.
No, the Wicked Weave monster.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That would be good. I actually like that a lot. Made with real hair.
Real human hair.
No, I took it too far. That's cool. All right. The last Nintendo 3DS specific announcement was a remake of the Luigi's Mansion game.
The first one.
The one that was for the GameCube.
It's a great game. It's a super clever. I think it's one of the most clever games Nintendo has ever made.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's actually kind of a smart parody on the horror games that were really big at around the time Luigi's Mansion came out.
Mm-hmm. And it did a bunch to give Luigi his own like personality outside of just being
Green Mario.
Green Mario. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him the personality of the fact that he's a coward.
He's a scaredy cat, and that's okay. But he's a scaredy cat in the way that, like, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo was a scaredy cat.
He's a scaredy cat, but he wants to be like his brother. He wants to be, you know, brave and strong, but he just can't.
Yeah.
And that's endearing.
But he comes out of it with a sweet, sweet mansion.
He does. Yeah.
Depending on how good you do.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
All right, so switching over to some Nintendo Switch titles.
The real reasons we're here.
The real reason. The bulk of the Direct. They started with Kirby Star Allies, which comes out next week.
Yeah.
In a week or two.
I'm going to get it. I'm pretty stoked on it, honestly.
I already have it pre-ordered. I am a huge mark for Kirby games.
I haven't played a Kirby game in a very long time.
You're missing out, my friend. The good stuff.
Samantha doesn't really care for Kirby all that much, honestly. Why? Because
really
he sucks.
But up, shh.
Yeah, but the big announcement with this was that they're adding a bunch of like specialty like assist characters. Mm-hmm. I guess
I'm just glad to see his animal some of his animal friends.
Yeah,
come back.
That's really cool that they're introducing some of the characters from what is that
Dreamland Two and Dreamland Three. I guess.
Something like that. Yeah, so that's really cool. It's free DLC, and it makes me interested to see what other kind of like sidekick characters will pop up.
I think Marx is a pretty deep cut.
It is. I'm waiting to see if the little girl that paints stuff it from
I think
Kirby
she's
64.
Already in the game.
Oh, she is.
Yeah,
really?
I don't know if she's playable, but I think I read somewhere she's in the game.
Huh, that's really interesting. Huh. Wow. Okay. Cool.
I'm only, you know, I like Kirby, but I don't like I'm not a huge fan. But Planet Robobot, the last one, was so good.
Robobot was
that
excellent.
I'm stoked for this one.
Yeah. Kirby, the gameplay in Kirby is not phenomenal. It's not, like, you know,
it's
super...
It's comfort food.
It's comfort food. It's very competent. There's not a bad Kirby game. They're all pretty...
Actually...
Okay.
I forgot about this.
Actually, okay.
Actually, I
Here
forgot
we go.
About this. I played the new 3DS one, Kirby's Battle Royale. It sucks.
Okay.
It sucks on ice. It's terrible.
Let me amend what I said, that there is no bad Kirby platformer.
Okay.
Mainline.
Battle Royale is not a platformer. Game. It's a weird top-down
Oh, yeah. That looked like
brawler.
It sucks. Yeah.
It's the Kirby equivalent of that multiplayer Zelda or Federation Force.
Well, yeah, those
except Triforce Heroes.
Yeah, except it doesn't even play like a Kirby game.
Really? See, that's not good. That's
it,
not.
It blows. Don't buy it.
Okay.
Like, I've
you
never
heard it here first or last,
right,
maybe.
There,
I don't know.
There are no Kirby bad Kirby games until this one.
I was shocked
at how much I hated it.
All right. So next up is Okami HD, which is port.
Man, yeah, I love Okami. Like I didn't get on the PlayStation 2 one, but I got on the Wii. I got on the Wii one when they brought that one out, and they actually had like the motion controls and stuff.
That's the one where the you're like the wolf spirit, Japanese wolf spirit.
You are actually the Japanese sun goddess.
Ah, that's it. Right.
In the form of a wolf.
Right, and you use the in this version of the game, you're using the you can use the Switch Joy-Con
as a motion controller.
A motion control to paint
much like what it'll probably play a lot like the Wii version did.
Or you can use the touch screen.
Oh, you could do that.
Cool.
Yeah, yes. But I never take mine out of the dock. So.
This is true. I don't either.
Yeah.
But it's super good because I love those games. The whole game is done in like Japanese ink strokes. That's what the game looks like.
Yeah, and that's
it
really
looks
cool.
Like watercolor.
Yeah, I really like the aesthetic of the game.
The story was really good. Mm-hmm. The gameplay was fun and interesting. All the characters were engaging.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion, I didn't like it. But when I played it, it was back on the PlayStation 2.
So that might
it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to give it another shot when it comes
and
out.
And also, what is up with them bringing like all these things they brought out on the PlayStation 4 and all of a sudden are now making the jump to the Switch?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
That means I don't have to buy a PlayStation 4.
This is true. I'm not debating that, but it's like this. Later on the list, there'll be two games from the PlayStation 4 that have gotten HD remakes that are going to be on the Switch now.
One of which is, frankly, surprising.
Yeah.
A little bit, yes. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, next up is Sushi Strikers, The Way of the Sushido. I had a really hard time saying that.
It's a tough one to say.
It's an indie title-ish.
Was it?
I thought
it was a Nintendo.
No, it's an indie game.
It's an indie game. It's an indie title.
It looks okay.
It looks fine. It's a puzzle.
It's
a puzzle-ish
weird
game.
Yeah, it's a sushi-themed puzzle game where sushi is illegal.
Yeah. I won't get it, but I'm sure it'll be fun for some people. I mean, it has online multiplayer, so
It looked like kind of a weird party game-ish, but not as good as, say, like the Jackbox games are.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Well, it's like between this and Puyo Puyo Tetris,
yeah.
I would get Puyo Tetris.
Yeah, I would go with that, too.
Until they bring a Mario Party out, anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, Octopath Traveler, which I'm shocked that they stuck with this name.
Yeah.
I really, because that was the working title for the longest time.
I mean, it makes sense.
Because there's eight characters.
Yeah, but it's still a mouthful.
But
it has nothing to do with octopi.
Yeah. So this is the, was it the Square Enix RPG?
The demo's still up and it's good. It's going to be a great game. And the art style is great.
The art looks amazing. The combat system, now that they've, I'll be honest, before seeing this trailer, it did nothing for me. Other than saying, oh yeah, that's really neat art. The idea of the game did like nothing for me, but seeing the combat system where you kind of mix classes, that hits my sweet spot.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like mixing different class attributes to get like specialty, like attacks and stuff like that. I like that a lot.
Like how each character has a different like special ability that they can use outside of battle too. It's like a cool
I like that as well.
Idea.
Yeah. It encourages multiple playthroughs of the game with the different characters, I believe. Something like that, right?
No, I think all their stories intertwine.
Oh, they do? Okay. See, I don't know a ton about this game because up until this point, I haven't been super interested in it.
Like, I'm still not super interested in it, but you know, like you said, art looks good.
Yeah, well, it looks like they took like a Final Fantasy VI or a Chrono Trigger and they splashed that onto a 3D plane.
Yeah.
Like even the backgrounds and stuff. It's.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? A little bit of Dragon Quest VII on the PlayStation 1, a little bit. I mean, the graphics weren't nearly as good.
Yeah, well, yeah, Dragon Quest VII is a lot uglier.
Yeah, it's a lot uglier, but like the overworld map where you had the flat 2D models,
sprites
on the 3D map.
Especially with the low quality textures on PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I mean, it looked ugly, but it kind of, the idea of the way it's done kind of reminded me of that. Okay, Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, the newest part in the No More Heroes game franchise. Is that a franchise now, I guess?
Yeah,
they've had
it's the third
two
one.
It's the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was like a remake or a re-release of an old one.
No, it's a new game.
It's a completely new one.
It's a new one.
Yeah. Okay. I love No More Heroes, and I'm sure this will be great, but the trailer didn't do anything for me when I watched it.
Yeah, I don't have much attachment to the Travis Touchdown saga, but...
Oh, it's great. If there was an easy way to go back and play them, I would say do it, but there really isn't.
I'm sure eventually they'll do a port on the Switch.
Because it's spread across, like, what, 3 different Nintendo machines?
No, the first two are just Wii. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And nobody wants to drag that thing out.
I mean,
buy one of those.
I still have one.
Yeah.
But I mostly just have it because it plays my GameCube games.
There we go.
But yeah, the No More Heroes games are funny and cool. Mm-hmm. And just,
yeah, those were, those Suda 51?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
And the man's a genius.
Yeah, he's...
He's insane, but he is a genius.
Yeah.
Except for that one game we did where you oogle at women to get power-ups.
Yeah.
That was a little questionable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, did you play Lollipop Chainsaw?
Oh, Lollipop Chainsaw was great.
Yeah.
It was tongue-in-cheek and, mm-hmm. like,
much
funny.
Cheek.
And, yeah, but it's not nearly as problematic as what the other one that Killer's Dead was.
Yeah.
You're just like, this is gross.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the one that Suda did that was the... where it was the guy with the talking gun.
Oh, that game rules.
That game was
Shatters
super good.
Shatters of the Damned.
That's what
a,
it was.
That is a
yeah,
rad
that
game.
That is a super good game.
I love that game.
Yeah. That was great. It's funny. It was great.
And he shoots bones out of the gun.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Dark Souls Remastered. Guess what?
Okay.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
There's an official release date. It's May 25th. The big news for me... Beyond Dark Souls, the game is that there's it's an amiibo of Solaire.
I don't even know who that really
is. He's from Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, you praise the sun.
He's the praise the sun guy.
I know that. That's about all. I'm not a big Dark Souls
I'm not either,
guy.
But that amiibo looks amazing, yeah. And I'm going to own it because I'm a maniac who has to own it.
And it gives you the praise of the sun emote.
Mm-hmm. I can't decide if Dark Souls is something I want to try on the Switch or not.
Well, they are coming out with
a stress test.
A stress test that you can try out if you want to play it.
I'm going to have to do that.
I'm going to have to try it too. I've never been interested in Dark Souls. Because
I played the first one. I never beat it, but it is frustrating.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I get mad at games easy, and I know that if I play Dark Souls,
you're gonna
a white-hot rage unlike anything anyone has ever seen will erupt out of me. I know it's going to happen. It can't not happen, but I'm going to try it.
Here's the thing about Dark Souls. It does not hold your hand whatsoever.
No, it's, the whole point is that you die over... You're basically throwing a baseball at a brick wall until you wear down the brick wall.
Yeah.
That's the point of Dark Souls.
I mean, there was a whole Doctor Who episode about that. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'm sure there is.
There is.
But the fact that... Like, when I was playing, as an example, how ridiculously brutal this game can be, is very early on in the game, after like you beat like the first couple bosses or whatever, I went into this area. Oh, look, there's some ghosts. I'll go kill this ghost. My weapons did nothing, and I tried to run away, and I thought I got far enough, and all of a sudden they come up out of the ground at me. The thing I missed, and they never tell you about it, is, oh, this special oil you have to apply to your sword so you can hurt ghosts.
Yeah. See, again, that kind of game makes me furious, but I at least want to give it a shot. I gotta know.
Yeah,
I gotta know.
People don't shut up about these games.
Yeah.
There's gotta be something there, and I haven't been able to find it yet.
You know, I've watched, I like Let's Plays on YouTube. It's a good relaxing kind of thing, but I usually dip out after a couple episodes because you watch a couple episodes, you see what's going on, and then you kind of move on. There are Let's Plays of Dark Souls 2 and 3 that I have sat through like entire runs of because it is fascinating to watch and see the different ways that you kind of jump around and dodge and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating for me to watch, but I don't know if I can actually do it. Like, you guys will come over to record one day and I'll have a Switch broken in half.
There'll be a
like
burnout
the screen.
Crater in your living room.
That's it. Yeah. And that's all that's going to be left. Okay. So we gotta roll through the rest of these because we don't have a ton of time.
Will it be the Dark Souls of remasters?
Yes, in fact, I believe it might be. Okay, so Mario Tennis Aces, another game that I was not interested in until this trailer.
Until you saw that chain chomp with the tennis racket.
That was pretty good. There were three things that made me interested. Yes, the chain chomp with the
tennis racket in his mouth.
That's very good. I like it a lot. The sheer amount of like different systems that are in play while playing the tennis game. There's like a racket breaking system, and there's like a
bullet time
system, and like a super move system, and like all this crazy stuff.
And a power shot system.
Power shot.
It's ridiculous.
You can slow down and aim where you want to take your shot
with motion controls.
And number three is they gave Waluigi a special move where he ends up like putting a rose in his mouth. And it's made him more and more like Squidward. And I didn't know that that is a thing that I wanted until I actually saw it.
He does
it's
that
great.
I think it's super good in Strikers, I think.
Well, I didn't play Strikers.
Strikers is actually very good.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. But no, I kind of want to play it now.
Yeah, I'm going to get it now. I was not going to get it, but now
exactly.
I'm going to get it.
I was sold when they said story mode.
Yeah,
true,
that is a thing. They need to get into that.
They really need to make up for that last Mario Tennis game on the Wii U that was just a garbage pile.
Or the
Mario Sports 3DS game that came out not that long ago.
It was mediocre at best. But Mario Tennis Wii U, it was like should have been a $10 game.
Yeah, that's why
the eShop.
That's the main reason why I wasn't interested in this, because it was like more of the same. No, thank you. Yeah. But
well,
this looks totally different.
Everybody rad tennis outfits.
Yeah, and you can unlock more outfits.
Yeah.
Okay, so rolling through a couple of quick ones. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is getting ported over from the Wii U to the Switch.
Yay!
Hey, great.
And the 3DS.
Awesome. And the 3DS. Yeah, they're getting a 3DS version too. The big thing is they're getting a couple of special levels based on Super Mario Odyssey. That's cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's not enough to get me to personally buy the game again.
Yeah,
I'll say, because when you got it the first time, you really liked
it. Yeah, but if you haven't played it before, it's definitely worth getting.
Yeah, I'll try it. Why not? If it's not too expensive.
I mean, it's
a Switch game,
I'll probably buy it.
Yeah.
It was bargain priced when it was on the Wii U. It was like 30, 40 bucks. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Next up is Undertale. It's going to be on the Switch eventually.
Eventually, the trailer was very Undertale.
It was
very,
very, very Undertale.
I'd almost get it and play through it again.
I have it on Steam, but I'll probably get it again because chances are they'll probably add some kind of amiibo support.
Can you
imagine a Sans and Papyrus
two-pack
amiibo? Yeah,
please.
That's definitely going to happen. There's no way it's not going to happen. Let's be honest.
I want Goat Mom.
That would be pretty good. Let's see. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. I think you alluded to
this.
Yeah. One of the things that's
Crash Bandicoot
stopping you from getting a PlayStation 4.
On your Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
that's
happening.
Crazy.
For the first time ever.
No, there's been Crash games on Nintendo systems before.
Was there?
Yep. There's a DS one. There's a Game Boy Advance one.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
No, there's a GameCube one too.
Was there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Either way.
But this is really cool.
We're getting the three original Crash
games. Yeah, these are the original ones.
In the HD remake like they had for the PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a great remaster. It rules. It's worth getting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it again, though, but
I might.
You might.
Yeah. Hey, you think they'll make a Crash amiibo?
Well, we'll get to that because I have theories. Let's see. Little Nightmares looks pretty cool.
I've heard it's good.
Super artsy, like puzzler game.
Yeah, kind of like a limbo puzzle. Yeah, kind of like a limbo kind of thing.
It's been out on PC and PlayStation for like 6 months.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about it.
But
you
get all
the
DLCs with this version.
It looks like
And it works with your Pac-Man amiibo.
It does, of all things. A lot of the models look like early Tim Burton stop motion.
Yeah.
Like models. Like Nightmare Before Christmas style kind of like.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
You have to be very clear.
I have to be very clear about that.
Just like the Nintendo Direct announcer man was,
you have to
be very clear.
Yes, he was incredibly clear about that. But that's getting parted over. I think that's great. I wish they would put the stick of truth on there
That's what I was just going to say. I'm a little...
Maybe they will.
My feelings are a little hurt that they didn't package them together.
I could see him maybe doing it. Maybe we'll know.
Like they did with Bayonetta.
Maybe we'll know at E3.
Because Fractured Butthole is
a sequel.
It's a straight up sequel. I mean, it's a different genre of game. Or a different.
They allude to the Stick of Truth.
Well,
they're both RPGs, but it's.
It starts exactly where Stick of Truth
ends. Yeah, exactly. So yes. it's a sequel, so they should put the first one on there, yeah. I think.
Plus, it was just good.
Did they really do anything with the Hyrule Warriors?
They put a date on it. They put a date on
May 18th. Yeah, so that's coming up fairly soon.
I never finished that game, but I liked it, and I like not having to buy all the DLC. I like having all the DLC.
I never played it, so I'm getting this version.
Yeah, I'm going to get this version too.
I'll be honest, I'm not a Dynasty Warriors style game fan. What is that game style called?
Musou.
I'm not a huge fan of that, but I've heard so many good things about Hyrule Warriors and just being able to get just everything from the Wii U version, everything from the 3DS version, all thrown into one package.
Linkle.
Tingle, you guys. Yeah. Everyone's favorite. It's Tingle.
Here's the thing, and I feel like an old man.
Is this about Tingle?
No.
Okay.
This is about Dynasty
Does he
Warrior.
Give you the tingle?
No. I remember back in the day when Dynasty Warrior games were just straight up fighters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I might still have one floating around somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know. It pioneered that whole, therefore, I think they were the only ones who ever made those types of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
The Hyrule Warriors does enough to play with the formula to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, Fire Emblem Warriors kind of doesn't.
And then everything else was Dynasty Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Samurai Warriors was interesting.
I liked Samurai Warriors.
But then there was and then they did all those Gundam ones, which were all really, really bad, which really sucks because I like Gundam. But anyway,
we have a couple things left. We might actually go a few minutes over on the show this week. So big one was Splatoon 2. There is a lot of stuff.
Oh, man.
A lot of very good Splatoon
Very, very good
content.
There's about 100 new pieces of clothing, gear that's going to be coming.
Yes.
There's a bunch of weapons that are coming, new maps.
Yeah,
new maps are cool.
Like three new maps.
So excited!
Yeah,
man, they had that. They've been holding on to that camp one since before the game was out.
Oh yeah, but the big thing, the really really big thing, the first paid DLC for the game is going to be hitting soonish.
I forget what the day. I think July.
I think they just said. Didn't they just say summer? I think they just said summer 2018. But it's adding the Octolings, like the octopus version of...
Yeah, a whole new single-player mode where you play as an Octoling, and once you finish that, then you can play as an Octoling online.
It's new hats.
I think the Octolings are cooler than...
Did you see that the male Octoling, like Mohawk, where it's just one...
The one tentacle?
With shaved sides. It's super rad, and I'm going to get this.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, also,
the fact that if you pre-order it now... You get some Octoling gear for
you.
You get
like a T-shirt that has the Octoling.
Yeah, T-shirt and a hat.
Yeah, something like that.
I think headphones.
Yeah, something. But I'm in.
Also, there
That's
are
super great.
Also, there are some Splatoon 1 characters making an appearance in the single player story.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Captain Cuttlefish.
Yeah, which I just assumed he was dead.
I thought he was dead too.
to be completely honest, I just thought he was dead.
Did you guys? Well, I know you guys noticed it because I sent it to you on the group thing, message.
Yeah.
But did you notice that Callie, not Callie and Mari, what are the two?
Pearl and Marina
had styles. Their styles have changed, and they look like Biggie and
Tupac.
Like a lot.
Yeah,
the crown and the do-rag.
There's no way that it was an accident.
They did that 100% on purpose,
and it's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this, goes into more lore and explanation of why, Marina is even in Inkopolis.
Inkopolis.
And finally, just Smash Brothers for the Switch.
Whoa!
Shoot.
Everybody collectively pooped their pants.
Everyone did, yeah.
It's about darn time.
Yeah, I am so in for this.
That's the thing I've been saying ever since the Switch came out. I'm like, where's Smash Brothers? Where is it? We got Mario Kart, where's Smash Brothers?
Well, my big theory has been that because the last version of Smash Brothers was so reliant on that second screen, and all of a sudden the Switch doesn't have it, I think they had to kind of go through and rejigger the entire system to make it work on one screen.
So here's the thing, though. Is it a port, or is it a whole brand new Smash Brothers?
I bet it's built on the backbones of Smash, the Wii U Smash. So you're probably going to have the same relatively the same list of characters.
I mean, the roster is pretty huge.
But they've just changed enough to the system to eliminate the one screen.
I say, is it a port? Is it not?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's Smash Brothers either way.
Yeah, and the news and the biggest beyond that, they're adding the Inkling, boy and girl, as playable characters, which is super good.
And Breath Link.
And the Breath of the Wild Link. They hinted very, very lightly at Breath of the Wild Link. Yeah. I'm there. There's one thing that kind of scares me a little bit, though, and this pertains almost exclusively to me and maniacs like me. The trailer had Inkling Boy and Girl in it. Chances are there's probably going to be two Smash Amiibo for Inkling Boy and Girl. They had Cloud Player 1 and Player 2 in alternate costume. Bayonetta, regular and alternate costume. And Dragon Boy from Fire Emblem.
What's his name?
Who cares? Is a Fire Emblem. Corrin. Yeah. Player 1 and Player 2. None of the other Smash line Amiibos got a Player 2. How much you want to bet?
Every single one.
They're going to put out a second version of every single Smash Brother Amiibo to make crazy people like crazy obsessives like me buy 60 Amiibo again.
That's right. Smash is the biggest source of Amiibos.
It is.
And here the
long
comes,
time
yeah.
it was the only one.
Yeah. And here we are staring down the barrel of possibly getting the number doubled, basically.
Or will they just reprint the old ones?
Do you think Nintendo likes money?
Well, a lot of people didn't get a lot of the old ones because they're so limited.
Well, what they'll do is they'll create chase variants where they'll, you know, a store will buy a box of like regular ones, and for every like five villager boy standard version, they'll get like one villager girl edition
with a purple shirt.
And people are going to pay out the nose for it.
Wii Fit Trainer, but her top is red.
Yeah. Yeah. Malibu Stacy has a new hat. I mean, that is the definition of that.
Yeah.
But I bet you that's going to happen, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't think they'll do that.
You don't have enough room for anymore.
Oh, there can be room. I can make room.
I think we won't need to get sound absorption foam anymore. There'll just be Amiibos
all over
the walls.
I'll just start taping Amiibos to the walls. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm getting to that point anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you won't tape them. I mean, you'll have shelving put up specifically for them.
I will get special shelving, yeah. Okay, so anyway, we have gone way over on time. Thank you very much for listening to us talk about the Nintendo Direct. But yeah, anyway, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on most forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and now Instagram.
That's right, Instagram. I have all my pictures from the Wizard World Cleveland up there.
At Nerd Overload Now.
That's it.
Can email us your Smash Brother predictions.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that'd be a fun segment, actually.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Come on.
Where would you email those to?
Into the sun.
Just straight into the sun?
Praise the sun.
Yeah, no. Praise it.
You can send it to staff@nerdoverload.com, and I promise we will read it.
We will. Absolutely.
Yeah. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That'd be very helpful.
You can listen to the show there and maybe something else someday.
Eventually, yeah.
We'll have some Let's Plays of being how bad we are at Smash.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of us being bad at Smash.
Well, wait a minute.
And Sam being good at it.
Wait a minute. I'm not bad at Smash.
I said
you would be good at it.
I would be good at Smash. Yes, that's right. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Still working on Spotify. Still working on it.
I thought you told us no.
Our first submission got kicked out, but there have been developments. I'm working on it. But you can find us pretty much anywhere a podcast can be found. And again, thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.